Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
I'm through with doubt.
time heals everything, but I'm still waiting.
Hi everyone, it's Carly on the Blog Talk Network. It's been a crazy week. I'm not caught up with my soap. Stop forgiving you guys. You know, I try to have a life besides hosting the show, and, you know, it's been crazy. It's a crazy little week, so, for me. So, there's a lot I want to get to tonight. You know, and that song you just heard was the Dixie Six, I'm Not Ready to Make Nice. I have my own reason for playing that at the beginning of the show. I just feel like, you know, it needs to be told out there that, you know, sometimes in life, you know, you shouldn't cross me, really. Maybe that song is trying to say that. There's a lot of things I want to go over before. Before I bring up callers, okay, first of all, I want to give a shout out to my friend, Cody, who has, his own show, on, you know, Blog Talk 2. It's called, Weekdays with Murph, and it's Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Pacific. I encourage you guys, you know, to check it out. It's a really fun show. I've been on it myself. He's a really good interview. So check Cody show out. You will be fun. Just tell them Carly sent you. And then, let's see, there's a bunch of other things I want to go through, you know, before I bring callers up. I just want to let everyone know, you know, Daytime After Dark, it's only Daytime After Dark now. You know, I've decided to, you know, leave Blades on Radio and, you know, concentrate on my own show. You know, I wish, you know, Blades on Radio, you know, the best, but, you know, it's time for me to branch out on my own and really be my own person and do the shows I want to do. So, you know, this is what I'm going to be doing. So that's one of my announcements. And, you know, my other announcements are next week we are going to have a very special guest on Brandon Buddy, ex Cole on One Life to Live. It's going to be stopping by, probably taking your calls, and, you know, that will be good, and we are going to, you know, going to be having more guests, more fun, you know, more everything. And like I said at the top of the show, I'm not clearly all caught up with myself this week because I've been so busy and really, I haven't been in the mood to really, watch him yet. Carly needs to get in some kind of mood. Before she watches them, I cannot just automatically watch them. I, You know, I have never been able to do that. I wish I could, but I need to be in a mood to watch it. And let's see. Any other announcements? Well, tonight we are going to be talking about everything. We are going to be talking about my new favorite couple on here, Bold and the Beautiful, Book and Bill. I love them. You know, if loving them is wrong, I don't give a damn about being right because, you know, I don't care. They are hot. They are sexy. They make magic. They make me just want to, you know, they make me want to just fall in love all over again. And they are just, you know, they are really great to watch on B&B. I can't get enough of them. When they are not on, I think, okay, this is a tragedy. They should be on every freaking day because they are so hot. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, I love my sister dearly, but come on. You know, if she had a hot husband like Bill, whoops, yeah, I will probably be taking him too because, you know, like I said, Bill is hot, 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 and, you know, I really don't feel sorry for Katie because I feel like Katie made her bed and she should lie in it and she should not play the victim anymore because she's not. See, was the one that got them in together in the first place. Okay, and then, okay, I'm going to bring on Cecily. Hey, girl.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I did a bad thing today.
Do what?
I got cookies.
I did too. I was just eating something. I was about to text you, but then, ha, I have some cookies.
Well, but I have Breast Cancer Awareness Month because they were sugar cookies and you know the breast cancer thing. So really, I did a good thing.
Yes.
You see, and I did a good thing.
It's Domestic Violence Month this month.
So, yes. But they are really, 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 really good. And, you know, and I had it happen. They were just calling my name. And when something is calling your name like that, you cannot just ignore it. You cannot ignore it. That's like ignoring a great sex scene on the soaps. Cookies are like... Ignoring sex scenes on the soaps. Oh, ignoring how hot Sunny looks. Oh, how hot Dylan on Ryan looks. You cannot, you know,
Or Billy off of Ryan R.
Yeah. You know, if someone's like,
Billy,
if loving
I'm sorry.
Them,
Billy's hot.
Yeah, if loving them is wrong, I really don't want to be right, and I don't care about being right. But have you been a good person this week, or are you as behind as I am?
I am behind. I was busy.
I love
Welcome
you.
Welcome to my world.
I love you. No, just for being busy, and I don't feel so shitty now for being busy, so thank you.
But I did, like I said, Twitter's like my best friend because I get to know what's going on the show. And I heard that the Maxi... Lulu, Dante, teams were really good this week.
Well, yeah, I've heard that too. So this is, you know, I just have to get my ass in gear and actually watch it.
I know. I need to watch
it. I will this weekend. I promise you people, I will. If I have to handcuff myself to the bed to watch my soaps, I will do it.
So, you know, I have to talk about the whole Maxi Lulu Dante thing, because I kind of see it on both sides of the rim. I mean, I feel bad for her, but I feel bad for Dante and Lulu, too.
Yeah.
Because she thought she was doing the right thing, you know?
Exactly. Kind of like, yeah, I agree with you.
You know, and it's like, I feel so bad for her because she thought she was doing the right thing. And then after 9 months, it's like, oh, it's my kid. You know, this kid's growing in me, knowing it's your kid, you know. So, I mean, but it's Maxie, and, you know, that's what Maxie does. You know, she blows things out of proportion, and she doesn't think, you know. And it's going to be a lot of drama, and it's going to be fun to watch, you know. So it's going to be really interesting to watch.
Diamond Forever goes, see, Sue and I have lied about it. You know what I love? That people want to get on their pedestal and say, oh, see, would Sue and I lied about it? But really, you know what? It's almost like she did not have a choice. You know, I feel awful for her. If I was in that position, I think I would have lied too. You know,
yeah,
because
I understand.
No,
I understand where Lulu's mad. She should have told, you know, she should have told. Yes, I agree. She should have told. I mean, but it's just one of those, you know, hard in a rock, you know, you're in a hard, you know, in a rock, in a hard place. So it should be interesting to watch. So.
Well, you know, and that's what, you know, makes, you know, you know, that's what makes, you know, General Hospital, General Hospital. I mean, if mm-hmm. they, you know, if they did not, oh, yay, Lexi's here! Woo, all good, Lexi.
Aw.
Yeah, hey, and, oh, yay! Yay, Kian's here, too. Yay! Sorry, I'm just,
hey.
Like, gonna have Hi, well, Lexi is in this album. Let me clarify it. Hey, Kim, we are talking.
Hi, Lexi. In the
Hi, Callie.
Hey.
Hi, Karen.
How you doing? Hi, Cecily.
Good.
How's everybody?
We are good. We are talking.
Lexi and her decision.
Talking about that because I'm feeling sorry for her. I'm having compassion because, you know what, if it were me, I think I would have lied too because you cannot find a friggin' green card that says, oh, I fucked up this bad. And, you cannot go to a person and say, oh, I'm sorry. I fucked up. I miss killing you, baby, and I slept with Spinelli, and I'm really having all baby.
Okay, while his girlfriend was laying in the middle of the road because she got hit.
No, I don't think there is a cat out there for that. No.
I mean, and at the beginning of the storyline, she's all for keeping, you know, letting them have the baby. No, you know. No feelings towards the baby. And then later on, towards the end of her pregnancy, she's like, oh, wait, this is my baby, you know?
She started developing feelings for the baby, yeah.
Okay, go. And Michelle Wim says, I hope Spinelli takes the baby and leaves town with her. You know what, Spinelli, my husband would not do that. You know what, he would not do that, and you know what? Oh, my God, so what? She lied. You know what, it was a bad situation for everyone. No one was really the winner in this, but, you know, like I said, you know, there was no greeting card with this. There was no time to, you know, say, whoops, I lied. There was not a moment.
Yeah, I agree. The whole situation, nobody could win in this kind of a situation. There was just, you know.
I feel so bad for Lulu and Maxie and their friendship because they worked so hard on their friendship.
I know, to get to the point they have, I know.
You know, and it's like, because I remember when they were beating the crap out of each other, you know, when they didn't like each other.
I know, the way you used to fight, I know. They came a long way.
They have, you know.
And it's not saying that they cannot go back the way it was. I think this is just a really, you know, rough patch that they have to go through. But I feel like Lulu and Maxie will get on the other side. They are too close to this, you know, yeah. I mean, see, you know, Lulu probably needs a time of forgiveness. Granted, but I don't think it's to, you know, fuck up a whole friendship over it.
Yeah, I hope they'll come out okay.
Spinelli's not forgivable. He's such a pushover. Okay, number one, Spinelli is not a pushover, number one. And number two, Spinelli, real forgivable. And you know what? Okay, yeah, he was blindsided too. But at the end of the day, he is still in love with her, and he still wants to be with her, and whatever it is, he still loves her. So he will forgive her.
And Spinelli
should not forgive her for this lie. You know what? People should not throw stones, really. Unless they have been in the situation, and really, I don't think, you know.
I think a lot of characters have forgiven for a lot worse than.
Exactly. And, you know.
Although Carly got shot while delivering her son by her husband, and she's.
Oh, I remember,
him.
Yeah. That was a good one, huh?
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
And then
so,
her other son got shot because of her husband or her ex-husband's business.
Yeah, that was a
so,
good. She didn't mean. He didn't mean to shoot her, and that. Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah,
exactly.
But, I mean, you know, he shot her in the head.
Yeah, God, those are characters we are talking about. Like, but I'm saying at the end of the day, people on that show have done worse than what we are seeing right now. What we are seeing right now was a really, really bad, bad thing, but it can be resolved, and everyone can, you know, walk away with a baby, you know?
Mm-hmm. That would be good. I hope
saying,
they straighten this out.
And I'm not saying babies can be replaceable. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you know, Dante and Lulu will have Brit's baby because I feel like that's Brit's baby right there.
Yes, if that's Brit's and then they have their baby and Spinelli Maxie
okay.
have theirs, then everybody can be happy, at least in that with that. Then, you know, of course, they're attached to the baby now. It's going to take them some time, but.
Okay,
yeah.
Diamonds Forever goes. How can everyone walk away with this one baby? Because there's not more than one baby here. You know, Brit's baby is not Brit's baby.
I still think, and I've said this from day one, that Brit's baby is Dante and Lulu's. And I will stand by that.
I'm agreeing with you.
I think so, too.
I will stand by that until it comes out, because I've said that from day one.
And I don't think Britt knows this, though.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't appear to know, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, she knows that baby's not hers, but she doesn't know.
I don't think she knows it's Dante and Lulu's, though, does she?
Mm-mm, no, yeah. She just knows it's not Patrick's baby.
Yeah, she knows that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
so this is going to actually be a shock
to
her.
I feel in my gut that is like the way to go because, you know this. Oh, Lexi. Hi, Lexi. Said Bailey to have a Maxie made a mistake trying to do something wonderful for a friend. Yeah, to Lexi she made a mistake, but. Like I said, this whole baby thing can get, you know, weird, you know, okay, because, you know, Brit is not killing her biological kid. She's killing Dante and Lulu's, and they don't know it, the whole Bible, and once this whole thing gets wide open, Dr. O is going down.
Oh, I can't wait.
Diamonds forever, if you cannot figure it out, then I've just explained it four times. Yeah, but I don't think Brit knows, though. Oh, okay, well, I think Brit is cunning enough to know. Maybe she doesn't know, but maybe there's a part of her that might know. So,
yeah,
you know,
I think I don't think she knows, but I think she has an inkling of knowing.
Yeah.
One of those, she thinks she knows, or she really knows, but she doesn't really know kind of deal.
You know,
I mean,
the thing is, you know, Dante and Lulu will be walking away with their baby because of Brit. And, you know, Spinelli and Maxie will, you know, get to keep, you know, their baby Connie with, like, maybe Sue name. But, you know, really, at the end of the day,
it's going to be Baby Georgie.
Yes. Yep, Baby Georgie. But I think at the end of the day, all the couples will be, you know, happy, and I think their friendship will be saved. And another thing is, okay, Brit might not know a damn thing about this, but let me tell you who does. I know Dr. Obert was in on this the whole time. I'm sorry, I'm going to call it. She knew. She does know. She is not big in the C notes. And Kathleen, I love you. I love you to pieces, Kathleen, but come on, Dr. O, what you're doing right now is wrong on so many levels. And, I really think, you know, once everyone finds out that Robin's alive, that, you know, Luke is held captive with her, everything, this show is going to go into overdrive, and this show is going to be so good that, you know, it's going to probably be the best that I've spent in 10 years with this story.
Yeah. You're going to be a great story.
It
you
is.
Know, all they need to do is bring back the damn mob mode and let Sunny suit someone and be hot as hell, and then I'm happy.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, because I don't know, girls. I'm just very disappointed that they have Sunny on this dark, long road with a depression, which is a very good story to say. And I know the mom is back always, but I'm saying the mom needs to be fun and center again. We need to see more killing. We need to see more blood. We need to see Sunny actually shooting someone.
We need some action. Yeah, we need some action.
Agreed.
We need Sean to take off his suit and shoot someone.
take off his shirt. That would add to the excitement, huh?
Exactly.
Can Julian do the same? Hey, can I make a request? Julian standing in his whitey tighties.
Yeah,
oh, I remember that
somebody.
Day. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he'll look good.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I like Julian, but, you know, if I had to pick my favorite mobster, Sunny or Julian, well, Sunny wins in a heart because Sunny has my heart, and, you know, Sunny's had my heart since day one. So, really, you know, Julian, I think, is great, but once Alexis finds out what she finds out, I cannot wait because Miss Alexis is gonna not be the most hypocritical person anymore. She's gonna need Sunny's help. Yay!
Yeah, that's gonna be a shock to her when she finds out about him being. He's not Derek. He's Julian. That's gonna be exciting. Well, it looks like it's on the way to that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. And.
And now Duke is helping her, and Duke, you know, knows a lot about Julian's past. So I think between the both of them.
And I'm very happy because when Duke Labry came back this time, I wanted to kill the son of a bitch, okay? vote, you know, when we thought he was phase on, blah, 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 with all the dates and shit.
Oh, and, good, yeah.
You know, he just go off the bat stunt on Days of Our Life as Ian.
Oh, I didn't like him as Ian.
Oh,
he was such a bad guy on the.
Yeah, he was a bastard.
I know,
God.
He was really,
I mean, I'm glad he
you
died,
hated him on
but,
that. I know,
oh,
he was terrible.
Oh, Always Be True is asking me, how do I feel about Carly being between Derek, Zuli, and Franco? Well, at the end of the day, I would rather Carly hook up with Zuli than Franco because I just feel her hanging, the thought of her and Franco makes me want to, like, blow up. So I'm going
agreed.
For Julian.
What, do you think they're thinking of Carly with Julian?
Yeah, well,
yeah,
I think that would be hot.
I think they were
going to
put Alexis with him eventually.
Well, maybe eventually,
yeah.
But
well, can we have a nice love triangle. We need some, you know.
Oh, good. Well, that would Callie and Alexis. That would be good with the two of them together,
I would
yeah.
Say I will pop popcorn and I will want to watch that 24/7. And the triangle between those two. Lexi said she's looking forward to seeing the Julian truth. Luckily, I think everyone is. I think it's going to be great popcorn material.
Mm-hmm.
Even though popcorn
yep.
is bad. But let's see. Popcorn and cookies. Okay, cookies. But
we
no,
like it
I well, yeah. But, you know, I'm just thinking it's going to be a very, 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 very hot couple of months. And I think November 3rd is, you know, going to be like a oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, holy son of a bitch time. Diamond Forever Go. Todd and Carly are kind of hot. Yeah. Well, were you surprised about Robert? Well, I am now because I haven't watched it yet. But you know.
I watched that when I laid down. Yeah, Robert remembered at the end.
Okay, well,
Robert remembered that he saw Robin and he told Anna. It was very good, the last minute or two of the show.
Oh, and of course it went off because it's, you know, a fucking
it's Friday, and Anna was just, like, so shocked. He said, I remember. I remember who was there with Dr. Albright. And then he says, our daughter. And then, you know, Anna looks at him and Cressley says, we got to wait till Monday. You know it's going to happen a second before it's over.
Yes.
So and we're waiting through the weekend, right? Everything happens on
damn
the
it.
2 minutes to
damn
four.
Damn it, son of a bitch.
Three, whatever.
Wait, all the weekend. Lexi goes, you know, I'm out for the Carly and Franco, and I went to lean with, you know, Alexis. Well, Lexi, I love you. You know
Julian
I do.
With
but I'm going to have to, like, not agree with you only because I cannot personally stomach Carly and Franco. My stomach cannot handle it. Why can't you know
I
my stomach?
Right.
I don't
well,
care
it's hard
how
to
much
accept.
They redeem him. I can't do it.
I like Roger Howarth, you know,
they want
but I hate the Franco character, you know, so it's hard
mm-hmm.
to separate the two.
Yeah.
What about the
I love
baby
Roger. Don't get me wrong, but
you
no,
know, we
no,
hated
no,
the
me.
James Franco. You know, so much. Right, they're
yeah,
trying
well,
to make how Roger's version, you know, nicer, but of course.
Well,
it's,
yeah, but I can't forgive. I just can't forgive and forget. I refuse. Dying
yeah.
forever ago. What about the baby with Robin? The baby with Robin is Dr. Obis' baby. I mean, Britt's baby, right? That's who
right.
I think that baby. Yeah, and you know, the last. Thing I saw the baby got kidnapped, and that is the baby, and that is Dante and Lily's baby. So that's how there can be another baby. Lexi goes, I need to catch up with the last few episodes. Well, good. You and I are on the same side because I need to catch up with more than just a couple. I need to catch up with the last.
I need to catch up with all week.
Oh, I got the whole week of YNR. And I watched Monday, excuse me. But I got
okay.
the whole, you know.
Can we switch soaps for a minute since you brought up YNR?
Yes.
And can we talk about the whole Dahlia rumor that's going to be happening?
Am I going to have to put the phone down and throw up, okay?
I'm going to cry.
What is it?
The rumor and because the promo was going.
Right.
Dahlia is going to die and her corneas are going to go to Connor.
Okay.
Well, that's what they've been leaning towards, but why
okay,
do you
okay.
have
number
to die?
One, number
that's terrible.
One,
I think to break up the chili bond so that Billy can get together.
Both said. Billy and Victoria will ever break up no matter what is thrown at them, number one. Number two, if they fucking kill another kid on the lawn.
Oh,
God. Karen, you know where I'm going with
this.
They're
going to do it. That's what they're leaning for.
Yeah,
okay,
like they say now.
But what I'm saying, I swear to God, Jill Phelan Phelps, if you do this on another soap after what you did at Jake on Xenia Hospital, you're fucking kidding me.
I know. That was just too much for people to take when Jake died. Now again with cute little Dahlia.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Killing another kid for what?
So Connor can get corneas. And the thing about it is they're not related.
Oh, God.
So, you know, they're going to kill a kid just for the hell of it.
I mean, they could incorporate that baby Connor could get the corneas from somebody else. It doesn't have to be Dahlia.
Yeah, but that's the way that they're heading.
Because
so.
She might want to write it that way because of the impact that'll have on the story.
Yeah, they will survive after Dahlia's death. Billy and Victoria are very strong. That is one of my couples that no one needs to fuck with. You know, Billy and Chloe have no chemistry whatsoever. You know, I'm sorry, but, you know, God help you, dear Phelps. If you do this to another kid, I swear to God, you email
it's
will
happening.
Be overflowed.
I've been hearing Chloe. This for a while, but I was hoping it wasn't true, but it does seem
and
like
the
it's
promo,
going to go out.
The promo, I just watched
promo
the promo
can
today,
always be
and they're like, something that's going to, that nobody's going to, you know, stop talking about. And it was Billy going, calling Dahlia, who's out in, like, in the yard or outside. So what people are saying is it's going to be the dog that she's going to be chasing and gets hit by a car.
Yeah, that's what I thought that
sounds
something
familiar.
Was going to happen that other day. Remember when the dog ran out of the restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Out of the coffee shop, Crimson Lights. And I said, oh, God, don't tell me she's going to get hit by a car. But they were both okay. But I had a bad feeling
that day. Yeah, I mean, this could be happening. But, you know, promos, people can also be misleading.
Yeah, because they want you to think one thing when it's something else.
Exactly, and you know,
but for a while, so.
But yeah, rumors, whatever. But I, you know, this rumors was going around by the Billy and Chloe fans. So you know, really, I mean, I don't want to believe it because you know what? To kill a kid off again? This is unacceptable.
It is unacceptable. It's totally unacceptable to do this on two different shows.
You know, don't get me wrong. I love Connor. I love Connor a lot.
I
do think of him. I don't think of him as Adam's son.
Well, I hope he turns
know.
Out to be Dylan's and we find that out.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping too. But
I mean,
there's
a chance it could go that way.
Mm-hmm. But I think
she did sleep with both of them, you know.
Right,
yeah.
right. And it might have just been, you know, it might just happen to turn out to be Dylan's and, you know, it won't be Adams. I don't know. I think they're going to play this one out for a while, but that's a possibility. The TI disorder is not genetic now, so.
And look, look how long it took Summer's paternity to come out. She was a grown-ass kid before that came out, so.
Yeah, that
exactly.
was a long time.
I mean, but what I'm saying is this rumor is, you know, going to really be happening. You know, there is going to be a lot of pissed off fans out there. And why do you kill a really cute kid? I couldn't understand if the kid was ugly. But Delia's cute. Okay,
I love
so
Delia.
She's
a cute little girl. She's a sweetheart.
Exactly. So,
Phil. Oh, I know. That'll be awful. That'll be a real tear, more than a tearjerker if they kill her.
I don't want to think about it because it makes me mad.
I'm not
because
even talking about it because I'm like,
Maybe it won't happen. I don't know. Who knows with the way she's writing things, but hopefully it won't happen. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess we can only wait and see, huh, Celia?
Yeah, exactly. I totally, totally agree on that one.
Jerry Jacks has been very exciting this week. He's always great when
he
comes here.
I heard he had
he had some good scenes
with Luke.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was bickering with Luke today, episode.
Yeah, a few days this week he had some scenes with Luke. So, yeah, because he's always good.
Yeah,
he's never lost for words. He's so despicable that you love to hate him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was my favorite from the moment he stormed the Metro Court and shot Robin.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. That was unbelievable.
Oh.
I hated him, though. God. Poor Robin was shot.
I still hate Joey Dox. I mean, I cannot just forgive him for everything he's done.
No, he's done quite a bit of bad things. Well, more than bad. More than bad things.
He needs those good villains, and he's a really good villain.
He's a good villain, yeah. Yeah, nobody could play that part like him. He's an excellent. That first Jerry was nothing like this. So that was, you know.
Well, and he wasn't what you would call a sociopath. Even
no,
as this Jerry.
No, well,
so.
This Jerry is really like past psychotic.
He's
crazy.
Like, pretty crazy. Like he needs to be in somewhere.
Yeah,
but
I think he needs to be locked up.
Fun.
Well, he's entertaining. He's very, very entertaining. He is. He's a great actor. Now some of the scenes with him and Luke have been great.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till Luke will get the cure for this.
Yes. He needs the cure. Because, of course, we all know, Luke's not going to die, you know.
Yeah, right. We know that he's going to get cured.
Oh, yeah.
The only way they're going to kill him is if Tony ever left. And I don't think Tony's leaving anytime soon.
No, I don't know. And, I mean, if Anthony Gary...
Oh, good. We want him on there indefinitely. We don't want to ever lose Tony.
Yeah.
Oh, no. If we lost Tony or Mo, I would go to LA and I would do something bad because... You know, Luke and Sonny are what makes Dental Hospital great. And, both of the bad boys, you know, I love them. Sonny and Luke
and
need
I love,
to be
I have always loved scenes with Luke and Sonny because Mo and
Anthony
Tony, they just bounce off of each other. They just bounce off of each other.
Yep, they do.
I can even say that about, you know, Steve, too. You know, when he would have scenes with Luke and, you know, Luke and Tony and Jason would have scenes. I mean, Luke and Jason would have scenes because Tony and Steve would bounce off of each other well. And then you add Maurice into the picture, and it's just like they bounced off of each other. It was so fun to watch.
Well, yeah.
And...
Like a couple of weeks ago when they were all, when Sonny and Luke was in the hospital waiting for the baby to be born.
Mm-hmm.
And, you
he
know,
was talking
they,
to him.
Yeah, they had that talk. And he's like, if I'm not here, take care of Lulu and the baby. And Sydney's like, you don't even have to ask. And I love that friendship. That's, you know. And
I know,
else?
I love their friendship,
right
too.
Now,
you know, sure enough of it.
Me too.
Right now, look,
you have to remember, look. You have to remember they had a rough, you know, they had a rough start, you know, rough ending after Lucky died in the fire because they thought Sonny's business, you know, that's kind of how their friendship ended. And then later on, they've always had that little friendship.
But they,
you know,
never,
they weren't as,
you know what they never talked about? They never talked about the whole Lucky thing. They never really sat down and had that conversation where, you know, look, apologize to Sonny and saying, okay, I fucked up. It wasn't you. You know, it was Elena. They never had that conversation, and I wish they had. Because that would have been one of the great, you know, great conversations. But
I mean, and I have to say, because I just watched it, like, a couple months ago, Jeannie Francis's performance, when she was yelling at Sonny and Jason, the expressions on Steve, Maurice, and Luke's faces were great. I mean, her performance was great. But with them not even having to say a line, because, I mean, she has this whole big monologue, and them just standing there looking at her, but their expressions were so great, you know, just of hurt and like sorrow, and just it was a really good scene.
It was.
And she was really blaming them,
Because at that time they thought, you know, that it was them because he died, you know, in the.
They thought it was. She thought it was mob related,
But it wasn't.
Yeah, she was blaming Sonny.
But
it was Elena.
You know, for not having lines, they just did such a great job just standing there listening to her. Because you could feel their pain in their, you know, just looking at them, you could feel their pain that they were, you know, they were having.
She's an excellent actress.
I just think now, especially when Luke is in this peril, and, you know, Sonny, he dearly, as much as Luke does, Sonny needs to ride on his bike horse and rescue everyone and get Robin out of there and do something. Something drastic has to happen. Someone needs to find them now. I mean, you know, we all saw how Jerry can be with the mental code. I'm just saying that, you know, it would be great to see Sonny out of his depression for a moment and, you know, go help Luke. And, you know, because when Sonny finds out Robin's alive.
Oh, my God. That's going to be very exciting next week. If it comes out next week. It looks like next week's going to be a good week.
I think they're going to try to drag it out for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, this one probably wouldn't come out that fast, you know. Even though we're dying for it, too. But it probably won't come out that fast. You think 3 weeks, Cecily? Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
for November sweeps, I think.
Yeah,
because
it's already October. Yeah, we'll have to wait a little longer. That's going to be so exciting when they all find out about Robin. But what do you think now with Patrick?
Again, I will like to say, and I'll repeat myself time and time again, I just want Emma just to tell her daddy, I told you mommy was on the phone. I told you.
Yeah, I just want
you
to know
her little sassy self. I can so see her saying that to Patrick. You know, I did talk to mommy.
She knew she did.
Like I was not lying.
Yeah, she knew that was her mother on the phone, but that was hard for Patrick to believe. He didn't believe it, yeah. He thought that was, you know, imagining that, not imagining, but.
Yeah, but she was on her play phone at the time, so he just thought she, you know.
Yeah, that little fake phone, yeah.
Yeah, she was playing on the fake phone when it happened, and she answered the real phone.
Now, she's back for an indefinite period?
She's on contract. She's on contract.
Yeah, but we don't know how long the contract is for.
We don't know how long it's for. So it would seem that
so
it's not just a quick. So it seemed that
Patrick and
Robin would get back, I would think.
Well, don't be so sure about
that. I don't know what
that
leaves Sabrina.
Don't be so sure about that.
You don't think so? After that he has mourned her for so long. It seems like if he saw Robin, he'd go out of his head. You know what I mean? He would. But, yeah, I know. I don't know. You said maybe Sabrina will turn up. Something could change.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But, you know, that's going to be, you know, it's going to be good. I mean.
Well, it'll be a good triangle.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's not like she was like, hey, don't move on. She told him to move on.
She told her she wants to move on.
It's not like she didn't. She said that.
She did want him. I think she even made a video. Didn't she say that on the video that she made?
Yeah, she made a video for them, you know, and she told Patrick to move on and to find a good mother figure for Emma.
Yeah,
and this is back when she thought her drugs weren't working back a couple years ago. Is when she made the video. So, I mean, she told his ass to move on, you know, so.
Yeah, she did. I mean, she would want him to be happy and so forth, but now that she's be back, I mean, that might be a different story now. I'm sure, of course, she's going to want.
And I think she even told, like, Elizabeth to help him move on or something like that.
Yes,
or,
I think she did say that to Elizabeth.
Have Elizabeth, you know, help him move on, you know,
I recollect that, yeah. Yeah, Elizabeth.
Maybe Robin will come back and kick Sabrina's ass, Diamond Bar, but why? Sabrina had not done anything wrong here.
No,
Robin
she didn't.
Robin was the one said, move on. So Patrick moved on. I mean, come on. You know, I mean,
yep,
you cannot have it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And he thinks she's dead. So, I mean, basically, it was time for him to move on.
Mm-hmm.
I know
he
this is going to...
finally took off his ring this week, I think. This week, he finally took his ring off.
Yeah, of course he did. I think it was the same day we saw Robin. And that always happens on a soap.
Yes.
He didn't take the wedding ring off all that time. And then the one day, because we see her back, he takes off the wedding ring.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's like, wow, you know, not the best timing, but, you know, it's like, you know, he really thought, you know, he was dead. So why would, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, yeah, you know, he had almost a 2-year time or a year and a half. It was like he dumped into bed with Sabrina.
Yeah.
No, he took his time.
Yep.
Well, I think, I can't stand Carlos. I want Carlos
I hate
to
him,
go.
Yeah. I don't like
him. You know?
Well, he's a bad guy from the first time we saw him. He's working for the Jerome family.
I want to punch him. I want
we can't trust him. We can't trust him with anything, Carly.
No, you can't. And so...
Isn't he working with Julian?
Yeah, and, you know, Julian's going to be a bad guy. I have, you know, we always saw it in motion. So, you know.
We saw him blow up Sonny Shipman that night.
And you know what? When Sonny finds out about Sonny the Bastard, I hope he kills the bastard.
Because he was distracted. That was during Connie's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so of course, you know. But, you know, I just think that... I just think it would be good if, you know, Sonny find out who this guy really is and go after him. But go after him like the Sonny we all know and love and kill the... Okay, maybe not kill because they're laying good look at, but you know what? Make the guy in so much pain, he never fucks with Sonny again. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need
to see
some of the old Sonny that we haven't seen in a while, you know?
Oh, I want that so bad.
I do too. I want to see more of the mob, more of him running his business, more of him taking action to do something like the old Sonny would. This has been too long where he's just been, like, he was really just involved with the Kate Carney relationship. And they sort of had him idle for a while. He hasn't been doing anything. You know, he wasn't running his business. Yeah,
he needs to get back to. We need Momo. We need a lot more mob. We need 24/7 mob.
It was much better. You know, it was so much more action when the mob was more front and center.
Yeah, thank you, Ken. I'm glad I'm not the only one that thinks that because I
loved when there was a rival family. Of course, I loved it much better when Jason was on there. You know, and Sonny and Jason were against whatever family that Sonny had an issue with, and then there was so much action during that time period. You know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And now there just hasn't been that kind of action in quite a while. Sonny's been sort of, you know, laying low. And they've been writing it a different way. But, I think they do need to bring a lot of that mob story back. Because we don't have Jason, but we'll have Sean.
As long as it's you know,
good.
Yeah, Sean will be his right-hand guy, you know, looks like. So hopefully they could...
Before, you know, we switch gears, I want to talk about Bowden Beautiful. And I just
want
to... Oh,
that's been good. That's been really good this week.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, my cup of book and bill are getting really hot, and they are so good. And the day that me feeling sorry for Katie, well, I never really feel sorry for Katie.
This week was good. Yeah, so this week, well, from last Friday when he asked her to marry him but to hold on to the ring till she's ready to wear it.
That was romantic. That was romantic, but I didn't see all of it because of breaking news. That's right.
Was it breaking news that day?
You know what? Okay. We are going to talk about General Hospital and B&B, but I want to have a little segment about breaking news. I'm done. Breaking news needs to go away. We don't need the breaking news every day on our soaps. I'm done.
I know. It makes you crazy right at the most pivotal point, and then you don't know what happened.
Did you have to YouTube it or?
I'm
sorry. Yeah, then you have to get it either online or, We used to have SoapNet. We don't have that anymore on my Comcast. So I used to just tape it at night. Carly, too. Yeah, she said she used to have SoapNet.
I'm thinking that Obama hates soaps, and he always comes on the soap.
Obama hates soaps.
And I hate that. You know, let's put Trump in. Trump will be smart and not interrupt daytime.
he won't interrupt this. Wait till after the shows are over, huh?
Come on. I mean, there's a crawl. There's a crawl in the bottom of the screen, for the love of God. Use it. Come on. We don't need to know everything. You know what? There's a 5 o'clock news, 6 o'clock news.
I know. There's so much time to hear the news. I know. But they have to interrupt at that moment because they feel it's, you know, that's much more important. But I say, Jesus, we can hear the same thing all night long on the news, you know? Do they have to interrupt the soaps?
Exactly.
It's so frustrating when you've been really waiting for something, too. And then there you go, the half of it. The other day, I don't know, we didn't have almost half a days of our lives because it was a news break. I think, you had it, right? Because you guys are in a different time zone. But I think I missed most, like, half of days.
Oh, Diamond Forever, did you see them fry the guy's fingers? Yeah, I saw that. I loved it. I thought that was funny as hell. I thought that was good. They're talking about in a hospital, but no, I'm done. I am done with this breaking news stuff. Okay, the government needs to just open up and not shut down because I'm sick of getting updates. We don't want no updates. If there's really an update to tell us, though, everyone made up and, you know, the government is reopening them to us. Not that you are, you know, in talks. We don't even know that every 5 minutes.
But it's not going to change anything, and honestly, we're going to hear the same thing when that's the 4:35 o'clock news comes on.
Exactly.
It's so frustrating, and I said, oh, God, this was the whole half of the show. You don't even know what happened. But I don't know. I guess the only thing I can do is get it online. GH, we can get on demand now.
Well,
I had GH this week. Yeah, I didn't have that one interrupted. But I had one day Summer Young and Restless and one day Summer Days.
What I love about here, we have the TV Guy Network.
Yes, we used to have that. I know UINR is on there, and I said, damn it,
yeah,
it's not on the lineup.
That has saved me, you know, yesterday, because they
broke. Yeah, then you can catch it on there.
5 minutes, and I was really up a storm, and I was, you know, really thrilling. And then finally I said, okay, and then my friend reminded me, you have the TV Guy, Santa. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
I know, that's awesome. At least you can get it on the TV Guide Network. And you can get the other one, GH On Demand. So
yep.
Then it's a matter of Days and B&B if those are interrupted.
Mm-hmm. And Days comes on SoapNet if you have SoapNet.
Yeah, we used to. We don't have it anymore. Do you have it where you are, Cecily?
No, I do not.
No, you don't have it. They took it out of a lot of areas, which has been so disappointing. When we had Soap Network, it was no problem. You just tape it at night. I mean, now they got rid of it in so many places, the SoapNet. SoapNet was great because you'd never have news.
Yep.
You know, you could always count on seeing the show. A lot of times, if I came home and I knew there was a news break, I would just tape whichever one was interrupted that night.
Well,
you know?
I was a little OCD about it.
Oh, that we would double on them, yeah.
Yeah, I would be doubling on, I'm like, okay.
Me too, yeah. I was doing them on two stations at once.
And, you know, people would say, okay, why are you doing it at night and during the day? I'm like, because breaking news should happen. And you don't want to miss it. So if breaking news happens, then, you know, it stops it in its track.
Mm-hmm.
So... Oh, and T-Bow alert for this week. Weekend Drop Dead Diva comes back. For the Drop Dead Diva fans out there, Drop Dead Diva.
I love it. I didn't even watch the last one that he had, but I know this Sunday it's coming back. I got to watch the one I have in there. Yeah, I love Drop Dead Diva. That's one of my favorite Sunday night shows. It's awesome.
I cannot wait.
That's a great show. Yeah, that's very, very good. I'm glad that is coming back. Sunday's a big night. Well, I started that Betrayal. That's really good. There's Revenge and Diva. There's like three good shows on a Sunday night now.
There's for five, actually, because someone I'm not going to say who told me, you need to take Betrayed. I haven't watched it yet. But now people are talking how good. But now I'm probably going to get sucked into that one, too. So thank you.
It's a good one.
I know.
Did you watch that, Cecily, Betrayal?
With what?
That new one, Betrayal, on Sunday night. Did you try that?
No, I haven't yet.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Yeah, it was for the full one episode. It was very exciting. So I said, I think that's going to be a good one. So, there's all these things on, you know, one night. I know it gets overwhelming. But, yeah, that one was pretty exciting. I said, I think that's going to be an interesting show. But that's a lot of stuff on at the same night. Well, Diva's almost over. That probably has a few more because that's been on a while. That probably just has a few more to the season, I would think.
Who?
A Diva.
What?
Don't they have just a few more?
Oh, no, they will be like a month or two.
Oh, I'm glad. Okay, I figured they were just coming back for the last two or three because, you know, I know they were on a while. So they do have a few months. Good. I mean,
yeah,
it's a lot of three shows on Sunday night, you know, but.
And, you know, my favorite is on Sunday too. I know no one hardly ever watches it, but I'm addicted to keeping up with the Kardashians. So for me,
that's my guilty pleasure.
Yep.
That's my guilty pleasure.
Do you watch that too? Yeah. I don't really like reality shows, those type of reality shows. I've watched many of them, but they're not my favorite.
I haven't watched this week yet, but I'm going to. But I love Keeping Up. I mean, and you know, I'm a reality TV junkie too. I don't mean to be, but I watch Zianna and Bill, and watch Keeping Up and Zianna and Bill. I cannot miss those two. So. And Cecily, you're going through a withdrawal. I've been going through a bad withdrawal with Big Brother. I mean, this is bad. I miss it.
I've been watching Australia, Big Brother's Australia.
Oh, okay. Is that good?
Actually, it really is. It's more a social game than competition. And instead of the housemate voting, like, they vote, okay, they all go, like, into this little room, and they go into this chamber, and they all vote, and they get 5 points, and they have to vote for 2 people. And there's six nominations. Well, then Australia gets to vote. So instead of housemates getting to vote, it's Australia that gets to vote. So, yeah. So...
That is really cool. I mean,
yeah, it's on YouTube, so I like it personally because it's more of a social game thing.
I mean, it's so hard for me to watch something on YouTube because, you know, my back starts hurting, and, you know, I just like watching stuff in my bed. That's why I never... really get, you know, addicted. You know, I never really saw any web series or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think this, you know, I think the next week or two on all the soaps are going to be good. Days of Our Life is another good soap. I'm not caught up yet, but I cannot wait. But, you know, I thought about this. If I was EJ and I took that deal for Sammy about Stefano, I would...
Oh, I hate that situation. I hate what Stefano's doing.
Karen, I have an idea. Okay.
What?
He said, took the deal and said, I will move in the mansion, and then he said, just blew him away.
I think he's, you know, one is he's saying he's honoring his word, but, I mean, Stefano, I think he's probably frightened at this point, don't you? Because this is such a major, major thing. I mean, if he betrays Stefano at this point, that he'd put the kids in danger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I think it's probably going to be hard for him to get out of this now. I hate this story.
Not if he just killed him. Not if he just, at that moment, killed him, you know, put a gun to his back and just... saw him in the back. I mean, that's what I would have done.
How many times has Stefano been shot? He's still alive. I don't think this guy's
going to...
That's
exactly my point. But, I just want to see, Stefano in trouble for something. And I don't think... You know, on my end, I don't think, you know, Dylan and Chelsea are over by a mile. I'm hoping that, you know, Avery and Nick get back together because I love them. God, I love them. Even if I think there's trouble down the road with Billy and Victoria, I think they will make it through. You know, Victoria also does love Delia. So, you know, and I never saw the Billy-Chloe chemistry.
I never even saw them together because that happened before I started watching
it. Yeah, well, Billy and Victoria have it. They have that chemistry. They have really good chemistry.
Yeah, I like them together. I love Billy. He's one of my favorite characters.
I love the Billy and Dylan bromance.
And I love them
that
together
is,
as friends. Yeah, they've been good
too.
Do you like them, Cecily? Yeah. It's
that
a good friendship. I feel so bad for Dylan right now, all this suffering he's going through. I felt so bad when he came to give her back that, what was that, was it a four-leaf clover? I don't know, one of the episodes, I don't know, I actually have most of the week to watch, but it was something she gave him for good luck.
I think so.
And he went over to return it to her. It was kind of a sad scene, between the two of them. And, you know, he just looked, really broken. And, he put it down and walked out. And, she felt, really bad. And she was in tears. And, Adam said he'll be with the baby upstairs. But he didn't really want Dylan to even speak to her for a minute. So, I don't know. This doesn't look like they're going to be reunited anytime soon.
Well, yeah, but we are not going to give up because,
I think they're trying. They're probably going to try the chemistry with Avery, I would think, now that they're both alone. She's not with Nick. He's not with Chelsea. They're probably going to try that, and then they're probably going to see which is better. I would think that they're testing it,
Yeah.
You think so?
Cecilia, I think so.
To see which way.
I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah, to see which way, who Dylan has more chemistry with.
Yes.
And I
guess it could go either way. I don't know.
No. It will only go one way, called each way. It has to be a couple.
I want him back with Chelsea, and I want him to find out his mother is Nikki. How long is this all going to take to come out? It's going to take a while.
5 years.
Oh, my God, 5 years.
Forever and ever.
We're not going to find that stuff out quick. That's for sure. But and why enough? Stories do move quicker than some of the other shows.
Yes.
Of course, I love that story with B&B with Wyatt and Hope and the Diamond. That was very good this week. And Hope for the Future line had a good fashion show today. And she come out wearing that diamond. She looked extraordinary, because her and Liam and Wyatt both want her. So I don't know. This is going to probably
be... Liam can have Steffi, so I miss those two together, and Wyatt can have Hope, and I'll be happy.
Yeah, that'll work
out
fine. That'll be beautiful.
I will be a happy girl.
Does anybody have a date when Jacqueline's coming back to the show?
No one knows.
She was on one this
week. I know she's
week.
Coming back. I know she's coming back, but,
Her and Liam spoke, and... she was on, I think, one episode this week, but that was probably taped. I don't know, unless that one was taped a while ago. I don't know. But she was on one, and I think he needed another signature on the annulment papers, a computerized signature. And she gave it to him without a problem. So she was on it that one day, but I don't think she's back yet at all. That was probably taped ahead of time. I don't know. I didn't read anything of her being back on the set.
What are you guys doing this weekend? Anything? Are you gonna finally catch up on your sleep, Cecily? Because you really need to.
Yes, I have. Do you not hear the conversation me and April are having on Twitter the other day? I said.
Have you been late, Cecily?
I was sleeping because I was following Dr. Carly's orders.
You haven't been getting much sleep? Yeah, you haven't been getting much sleep, huh? I know, neither am I.
Well,
every night I say I'm going to go earlier, and I don't.
Well, I got Teddy's Christmas shopping done. It's all in my way. I'm making payments.
Wait. Okay. Am I hearing this way? You got his Christmas shopping done now? It's
yes.
Only October.
It's in it's sitting in layaway. I have made payment. Layaway closes December 13th, so I have to do it now. So I'll make payments every week. Trust me. It's going to take a while. It's going to take at least until the end of November, beginning of December, before I pay it all off. That's how much I spent on a desk. Oh, wait. I spent all but $60 on his butt. $60 went to Celia and her Christmas for herself. I got the Criminal Minds, three seasons of Criminal Minds for myself. But,
But you, Cecilia deserves it. I mean,
And they were $20, so I was good.
You are very organized because I'm lucky if I get my Christmas shopping done, 2 weeks before Christmas.
I usually do it the day before Christmas.
The day before?
Yeah.
So the last second, huh?
Yeah. So.
It's overwhelming when you have all that stuff to do.
Well, yeah, and when you have so many people buy for it, it's like, for me.
I buy for my son, and I buy for my son, and I buy for my parents.
But, yeah, it's hard to believe the holidays will be here in a few months again. I don't know where the year went very fast.
I don't even think about it because if I think about it, it's like crap. Because then we are going to be saying goodbye 2013 and hello 2014. I don't even want to think about that. That's
I know,
crazy.
Where the heck did the time go? 2014. I know this year went pretty quick, huh?
It did. I'm like, where the hell did it go?
Well, when you're super mom, it goes like quick.
Yeah, and I am super
and
mom.
And you're super mom. You are. So, really, that's why the year went, really quick for you.
Mm-hmm.
And Lexi is calling in next week. Yay! And what happened to April? I treated April. I reminded you.
Her mom, I just talked to her. I was just going to tell you. She said, so I told her we missed her on the call tonight. And she said, my mom fell and hurt her arm pretty bad. So I wasn't feeling like talking. I'm sorry. It makes me feel like a bad friend. And I said,
no,
I hope she's
not.
Okay. I said, she's okay, and that's fine. Things happen. And she said she's going to see the doctor Monday. So.
Paul, I feel sorry for her. God, falling is not fun.
No, it's certainly not fun. I've done it many times. It's no fun.
Your ankle. Spraining you the same ankle,
Over and over.
I have to tell you, I had a lovely conversation with Tamara Braun tonight. It was quite amusing, actually.
You had a conversation? We met on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
On Twitter, yeah.
I love Tamara.
Yeah, it was so funny because her original thing was, hang on, let me see if I saved it. I think I saved it somewhere around here. She was talking about... too much perfume. She's like, I'm a hugger. I don't want to smell like you when I get done hugging you. I was like, amen, sister, or something like that, And she's like, we should start a campaign. I was like, let's do it.
And, you know, I was explaining to her that I'm used to not having perfume on because my mom, if it's too strong, she'll start coughing. And she's like, I belong in your family. And I was like, bring it on. You're welcome. It was really cute. I was like, aw.
Oh, that is really cute.
I like her. So she tweets everybody, huh? All the fans?
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, she's good, Tamara. I like her.
I know. I thought, like, okay, then I can tell everybody that I'm related to my favorite Carly.
Was she your favorite Carly?
Her, Laura, and Sarah, they're all my favorites.
I mean, they're all good. Yeah, they
all
are very
good. I want to be related to Laura White. That would make me happy.
I know. I love her, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I love them all for all the
I did love
reasons.
Tamara, though, when she was with Sunny, you know, at the time, and
mm-hmm.
when the kids were younger. I thought her and Sunny went well together at that time period.
Yeah.
I did. You know, and
mm-hmm.
of course, but this, I do love this Laura. I mean, every actress sort of brought something else to the pot. You know, everybody
yeah,
played
exactly.
it a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think all three were, you know. Of course, yeah, Sarah Brown, she's a very strong actress. She is a good actress. I'm just not a Sarah Brown fan. I was never that crazy about her from day one. I don't know why. You know, you just so you don't take to somebody as much. Her acting is excellent. But maybe
yeah.
it's just from when she first came on and she did so much to her mother and, I don't know, when she went
yeah.
after Tony. And I don't know. From early on, I was not that crazy about her in the pot. Then as time went on, by the time she hooked up with Sonny and, you know, I did like her much better by that time. But then when Tamara
mm-hmm.
came on, I liked Tamara actually more. And then, of course, when Laura Wright came on, I like her even, I don't know if we'd say more, maybe different.
Lexi said in this album, all three of them, but not a fan of Jennifer's Carly. No, no one was a fan of Carly.
I don't
think
nobody was a fan. Even Steve, at one of his events, was like, she was not Carly. And I was like, okay, now I don't feel as bad talking bad about her.
Yeah.
She was a good actress, but she was just not Carly.
No, she was not a good Carly. No.
You know, she's like, he goes, she's a sweet girl, but she wasn't Carly.
No, she was not Carly. She was on that event. Was she like 6 months or something, I think, on that?
Yeah, she was just during
No, not
the,
even.
You know,
not
the,
even.
Not even.
I think it was
the
like,
crazy part of her breakdown. She was the crazy Carly.
Oh,
I think
Lexi liked, she loved Carlton with Sarah. Okay.
See what?
Lexi liked Carlton with Sarah Brown.
Carlton.
Yeah.
Sarah Brown's Carly, yeah.
Yeah.
They did. They were really good. Sarah Maurice was really good. Sarah and Tamara had really good chemistry.
I do think Mo and Laura had good chemistry, too.
And that's what I was going to say. Mo and Laura have good chemistry. They really
yeah.
did really well with, you know, not only Sunny, but also Jason, too, because all of them had really good chemistry with Jason, too, especially Tamara and Steve. Oh, my God.
They had great chemistry, yeah. They really did.
I'm like, wow.
I like watching those old clips on YouTube. I haven't watched them in a while, but I said sometimes when I do go on there.
I was just watching Sarah's Carly today. After
Sarah's Carly, yeah.
Yeah, after she gave birth to Michael and just scenes after that.
Left the baby with Jason and took off, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, every once in a while I'll go back and watch those because she does have the girl that does it.
You know, I never judged her for that. I mean, I understand why she had to leave Michael with Jason. She was in a mess herself, and she needed to get away. I never judged her for it.
Nope. I didn't either. She had, you know, and she did. She had postpartum depression. And she blamed herself for Michael having the little heart flap that he had, and
So, you know,
well,
she blamed herself.
Well, I don't think that was even her fault, you know.
Mm-hmm. And even Jason said it was in her fault, you know. And but when you have postpartum depression, you just, it's just like that. So.
Yeah, I mean, you can't deal with anyone.
No, and you have no control over how you're feeling.
No, you don't. And
like I always say, at least Carly didn't leave her baby in, hanging in a tree. Like
Thank you.
You know,
I'm glad
granted that she left her child with a brain damaged mobster, she didn't leave it in a tree. I love Jason.
I would rather leave my kid with a mobster than, in a tree. Oh, we have 90 seconds. So what are you doing this weekend? What are you doing, anything more fun tonight?
No, not too much. What about you girls?
I'm not doing anything.
I don't either.
No, I'm just hanging out.
No, it's sad. It's sad. It's Friday night, and really, we have nowhere to go.
We should all be on hot dates, right?
I'm not saying that.
Should we all be on a hot date, maybe? No.
No. Men are stupid.
Man, most of them are, aren't they, Cecily?
I'm so over them right about now. I am so over them.
Oh, God. They're miserable either way, I guess, but when you're with them, they make you miserable.
Yes, it's like, ugh. So, I am single, and I'm happy, and...
You're single?
You have time to yourself, yeah.
You want Carly to fix you up? Carly's good at math making.
Maybe I need a Seattle man.
Okay.
A Seattle man, huh?
Because these Memphis men are just, ugh.
You can't find the right person there.
I know people. I can set you up. I can set you up with a hot guy, and I won't even send you the Carly weight. Because, you know, you are my BFF, and you take my ass all the time on Twitter, so.
Oh, they have to like kids.
Oh, sure, that's very important.
They have to have a job.
That's very important.
I mean, I'm very simple. As long as they have a job and a car and they like kids, I'm good.
So do you want any more kids, or do you just want the one?
I don't know. One's enough for me right now, but...
You got your hands full.
Yeah.
I know how that is. You keep thinking, one is enough. I did it. I've done it. I did it, you know. Lexi and Singer have me here, too. Well, Lexi, if you're not happy, then let Carly know and Carly will start her own math banking business. And you know, I will find you a really nice guy, really. Karen, you have faith in me, don't you? You think I can find you?
I do.
Thank you. So
I think you have good skills. I have faith.
Thank you. So I could just... You know, set someone up for you good because, you know, it's sad. I mean, it's Friday night. Friday night is the perfect night to have the show, but, you know, sometimes I think after I get off, I'm like, what am I going to do tonight? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to lay in bed and watch TV because I have no life. Oh, yeah.
Well, you have a life. You're quite busy, Carly. You have a lot of stuff to do. You're always running around doing something. You're busy.
I know. I'm always busy.
And remember when you said some of your long days you've had, Cecily? Yeah, you sound like your days are very busy, too.
Yeah. They start early and they end late.
They start early and they... How many hours of sleep do you get a night?
depending between probably less than 6 hours.
Less than six, yeah, less than six. Yeah, me too, actually. It's not good. It's not good for you to get such a little bit of sleep. You know, they say it all the time.
I have vomia sometimes, a lot of times.
Do you?
Well, I don't know what I have. I don't know what I have, but, you know,
I'm a night owl. I've always been a night owl.
Yeah, I've always been a night person, too. Yeah,
you know,
I think all three of us.
Well, my mom said when I was a kid, like, all the other kids would go to bed, and I would go, I'm not tired. Can I just stay up with you? And, you know, then my dad worked nights, and then my dad worked until, like, 9, and then my mom would work the nights with. She's like, yeah, I don't really want to be, you know, I'm by myself. So then, you know, she never made me go to bed with the girls, so I blame her.
You're up with on her schedule.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, I hear people going to bed at like, 8, 9, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, I don't know how they go early like that. Yeah, I could never understand that.
You know,
I guess people at work a lot of hours, and that's a hard time to fall asleep, you know, when you go that early. But I don't like my hours either because then, you know, you get to the point where you just feel sick at the end of the week from every night, just a few hours sleep, a few hours sleep. You get to the point that you're so overtired. You're like, oh, I don't know, this week. So every week I say the same thing by the end of the week, but I had several days. I get a bad migraine headache, and you just feel so overtired at that point. You know, you're cranky because you haven't had enough sleep.
Yeah, agreed.
That's not good either. But I can't go down when the night guy goes, the night comes is when I'm awake.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I don't feel so tired by the time the night comes. But when the morning comes, oh, forget it.
I know.
The mornings are awful. It's a bad cycle. Yeah, it is. It is. It's a bad cycle. The morning comes and I could just stay in bed all day, and then the night comes like that, I'm wide awake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how I am, too. I'm like, I don't want to get out of bed. I mean,
I think all three of us are night people, yeah.
But I got my new present this week, so I'm happy. I got my new electric blankie.
And that's nice and comfortable and warm, huh?
Yeah, because the other is becoming freaking cold.
The nights are, we've had much warmer weather than you have down there for some reason.
I know,
I think it'd be warmer where you are.
It's not fair.
Normally we have it colder, but you're on the West Coast. But, yeah, we have had, like, 70, 80 this week. It's been, you know, warm. But the night, like, now it's 57. So the nights have been dropping. I've been putting on my electric blanket at night, too. I like that feeling getting under the warm, you know, the warm bed. It makes you sleep better.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Kind of, yeah, it's soothing. I liked an electric blanket for so many years. When Carly said she likes one, I said, I don't hear too many people that you know, a few people I know do use them, but I don't hear too many people using those anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I love mine. I'm addicted to mine.
I know. I think that's an addiction, too. I say that because you're used to that warm feeling. And then if you have a regular – I mean, I have a comforter over the bed, too. But when you're used to the electric, that warmth, I don't know, then you can't get used to sleeping without it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. We should end the show here in a minute because, there's no one in this album.
Okay.
Everyone left us. Everyone should be dead for leaving us.
Everyone took off, huh?
Yeah. And we hope April's mom feels better. And we hope Lexi calls in next week. And remember, if you want me to set you up, you know, let me know. Because I'm serious. I am very serious about starting Carly's math making service.
Carly's math. You can do that on the side job.
Exactly.
Callie's name. Well, Cecily, we'll have to remember. We have to know who to call.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay, well, why don't we end it here? And Cecily, text me later on tonight.
Okay.
Are you
okay,
girls have
right.
a good night.
Okay.
Good night.
I'll talk to you again.
Bye-bye.
Have a good week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.